Play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
You are now listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday and welcome back from the weekend. I hope you had a chance to rest and rejuvenate and get back to your daily grind. The time is now 7:07. It's 55 degrees and I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. And I am beyond excited. We have a very special couple of guests in the studio with us. Please help me welcome Mr. Nicholas Vail, 2025's Local Military Youth of the Year, as well as Ms. Jasmine Milodo, the Military Youth of the Year Advisor and CYPT Teen Coordinator. Good morning. How are you both?
Good morning. I am great. So happy to be here. Thank you so much for having the both of us.
Absolutely. It is a pleasure to have you in the studio. I've got so many burning questions that I have got to ask, and I am beyond excited to have each of you here. So we're going to take the time to kind of get into those questions when we come back. So for those of you that are listening in, make sure you continue to keep it here, because when we've come back, there is so much ground to cover, and I'm just so excited because I feel like we've got royalty in the building this morning. So this is bound to be one incredible interview. So make sure you stay tuned. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best.
When I look into your eyes.
And welcome back. I am DJ EJ, and I am so excited because we've got some pretty amazing guests in the studio with us, and there's no better way to start our work week. So we've got, first and foremost, we've got Ms. Jasmine Milodo, the Military Youth of the Year Advisor and CYP Teen Coordinator. So welcome back again, once again, to the studio. We are so glad to have you. Thank you so much for stopping in with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So we're just going to go on ahead and get right into it, because I'm sure people are wondering what in the world is going on in that studio this morning, and I'm just so excited. So to start, can you tell me a little bit about what the Local Military Youth of the Year process consists of for teen applicants?
Absolutely. So first and foremost, MYY, or Military Youth of the Year, is a Boys and Girls Club of America initiative that they so graciously provide the opportunities for all of our teens across the nation, and luckily, especially in our case, to military installations stateside and overseas, giving them a platform to really showcase what type of teen leaders we have within our communities. And it's been such an honor and privilege to have been given the role as the MYY advisor to be able to facilitate and steer our local talented teens to really show off what they're about and what they're able to contribute to our communities. So in this particular instance with MYY here at NASIG, it's actually quite an extensive process, and it may be a little daunting at first sight to be able to really get into for a teen, especially as a high schooler, since you have to be at least 14 years old to even qualify alone, to want to take on that experience. It's a series of 4 essays that they have to write, 2 recommendation letters from people within the community. They also go through quite an extensive interview process with a judging panel of official members of our communities that have a big impact on us, followed by whoever passes those rounds to go to the final speech day. And it's been amazing to see the journey that our contestants went through this year. And in this case, we had Ainsley and Nicholas as our finalists to really show off their skills on finals day and announce the winner. So I would love to be able to introduce Nicholas Vail, our 2025 Military Youth of the Year for NASIG, who will represent us at regionals this coming Wednesday.
I love it. I love it. And of course, thank you so much, Nicholas, as well, for being here in the studio with us. I am so very excited for you. We were talking about it during the break. In addition to you winning the 2025 Local Military Youth of the Year, you've just had so many different accolades and awards being given to you. So kudos to you and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So now I've got a question for you as well. So can you give me some insights about how it was during finals? I want to know about the official speech you gave, as well as how you felt when the Military Youth of the Year was announced.
Yeah, absolutely. So all of our speeches had to kind of coincide with our essays around the same general theme. So mine focused on inclusion and making sure that everybody felt connected to their community. So it felt really good to be able to go up in front of all those important members of the community and the community itself to kind of preach that message that I've been wanting to spread out. And of course, when the announcement was made, it was just pretty shocking. I wasn't exactly prepared to win, I don't think, but it was a really pleasant, great announcement for me.
No, that is incredible. And let me just say as well, I had no idea that that process was as involved as it was, with multiple essays and boards being involved. Like, what was that experience like for you?
I mean, it's scary going in front of a board with a bunch of people that you don't know, especially for me. It was my first time compared to some of the other finalists. It was their second or third time going around. So getting to meet everybody for the first time is definitely a daunting task, I feel like.
Oh, you know what? And I cannot agree more, because I can't imagine for you the pressure of being able to just kind of jump in front of all of these people. But all of the hoops and hurdles that you went through well before you even went before that panel, I think, is remarkable in and of itself. So I am beyond excited. And of course, for all of our listeners out there, there's so much to this process that many of us really don't know. And yet and still, I'm so very curious. So I can't thank you enough for being here. And we're going to continue to keep the conversation going, because I still have so many more questions for our Military Youth of the Year, including what is up next for him. So for those of you that are listening, make sure you continue to keep it right here. We're going to keep it going with the music. You're going to be listening to Lizzo featuring SZA, Special on 105.9. That was Shawn Mendes with Stitches. I'm your host, DJ EJ, and I am so excited because we've got some incredible guests in the studio with us. And, of course, we've got Mr. Nicholas Vail, who is our 2025's Local Military Youth of the Year. Nick, again, thank you for being here in the studio and answering some of these questions that I've been having regarding the Military Youth of the Year, the process that you've had to go through. Because for those of us that have never actually seen it, you know, from the inside, it really does help. So thank you so much for that. And so I want to continue asking some questions, because I'm very interested in where this is. So now that you've won the local competition, can you tell us, where is the regional competition happening and what are you most looking forward to?
Yeah, so this Wednesday, I'll head to Ramstein Air Force Base to compete in the Dodea Europe Military Youth of the Year. And I'm most looking forward to meeting all of the other Youth of the Years. It's always so nice as a student in competitions in Dodea to meet all these like-minded kids, because I feel like everybody always gets along on the first day without really knowing each other. So I'm super excited to meet new people and make new friends.
That is incredible. And I love that this is your thought. So with where you are, do you find yourself a little nervous at all? Or are you just kind of like, you know what, I've been through the local competition, so I'm good?
You know, I'm a little nervous, but, you know, it's the local competition, just on a bigger scale.
So I like that.
I'm not too worried.
That
not
is
yet.
Good. No, that's really amazing. And the fact that you're looking to meet like-minded individuals such as yourself, I think, is pretty huge. So that's definitely something to look forward to. Is there anything else that you find that you're really looking forward to during the regional competition?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to hearing everybody else's speech. I mean, I have my advocacy that I've created after working towards the local competition, but to hear other people's, what's important to them, their other perspectives that maybe, even if I don't win nationals, I can implement here. I'm still in charge of representing Sigonella, and I plan to ensure that other people's voices and ideas are heard.
That's got to be such an incredible feeling to know that you don't just represent yourself, but to know that you represent your area, and in such a big way. Does that have an impact on you at all?
Yeah, it really does. It's an honor to be called that, and it's something that I take very importantly myself, that I've been put in charge to represent all of the kids here at Sigonella, and I hope that I do that accurately.
Yeah, and I think you're off to an amazing start, considering that you've already won the local competition en route now to regional, which is huge. It's absolutely amazing. So I'm also curious, what would you consider your personal strengths that you feel will help you at the regional competition?
I think I'm a very goal-orientated person. If I say I'm going to get something done, it will get done. It might be in a week or a month, but I will ensure that we get it done. So I think that's really helped me throughout the process of applying for Local Military Youth of the Year and winning it. I knew I had to get different activities done, and I made sure they were done on time. And in regionals, I'm hoping that I can show the panel of judges that I have worked hard and completed what's necessary and advocated for Sigonella in the past. And I also think that my public speaking experience will come in handy, talking with the judges, presenting my speech again.
I love that. And you don't seem to be nervous at all, even on the air. You seem very comfortable. Like, this is just kind of like your wheelhouse. Do you enjoy public speaking?
I do. Yeah, I've been public speaking for quite a long time, since elementary school in debate class. So it's always been a part of, you know, learning how to speak for me.
I like that. I like that a lot. That is incredible. And I've got to say, there is absolutely no wonder why you are a local Military Youth of the Year, because you definitely are very articulate. And I do love the fact that you have the mindset that once you put your mind to something, you're going to get it done, regardless of when it is, as long as it gets done. So I think that's pretty big. So, Nick, thank you so much for that. And for all of our listeners out there, continue to keep it right here, because when we come back, we are going to be doing a lot more talking. And I've got a couple more questions that I would like to ask our winner of our Military Youth of the Year, because I've got to say, there is something about making your way from one competition to the next, and I get the feeling this kid's definitely got what it takes. So make sure you keep it here. We're listening to Zara Larson's Can't Tame Her on 105.9.
Don't you know when she can dance on her own?
Squabble up, squabble up, squabble up.
That was Kendrick Lamar with Squabble Up. And if you are just joining us, we've got in the studio a 2025's Local Military Youth of the Year winner, Mr. Nicholas Vail. Nick is here with us, and he's just been so patiently answering my questions, because I know I have a series of questions regarding the process. And so we're just going to move forward. So one of the things that I am particularly curious about is if you can tell me something about your advocacy. Can you give us some information about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So my advocacy focused on inclusion, and every Military Youth of the Year applicant has to pick an advocacy or a topic to focus on throughout their essays, throughout their speech, and it's what they want to see changed in America, in Sigonella, your base, or in just the world. And so mine was inclusion, not just inclusion, but like including people in our community, so bringing more kids into the CYP Youth Center, but also making sure that kids feel included at school, that they don't feel left out. I know when I moved from place to place, it's hard, it's tough, you feel left out, and I wanted to minimize that number of people as much as possible. So throughout my speech, I mentioned how important it is, specifically for us military children, to remember that we were excluded once, and that we should do everything we can to include other people whenever possible.
And I love the way that you said that, because that is very true. And you actually kind of touched on a point that I thought was really amazing, especially in the with the military lifestyle, how easy it is sometimes for kids to kind of just be excluded. And so I love the thought process behind why you chose that particular advocacy. So I commend you for that, because that is beyond huge. It really is. And so I'm very glad that you thought enough to do that. And one thing, I know we were talking about this during the break as well, I just have to know. So we've got a lot of youth that are, they tune into our show, and many of them may even be interested themselves in participating in future Military Youths of the Year. So if you had any advice for them whatsoever, what would your advice be for those that are looking to participate in the Military Youth of the Year moving forward?
I mean, if you're just interested but a little nervous, I'd say come to the CYP, come to our workshops that we hold. You know, we give information, you know, life skills, not only for applying to Military Youth of the Year, but stuff important in general. But also just do it. Take a leap of faith. If you're interested, I encourage everybody to apply. Write the first two essays, and if you go, nope, this isn't for me, then that's okay. But you, who knows? You may end up liking it. You may find what you think you're meant to do throughout writing your essays and learning how to be involved in your community.
Or you might actually win the Local Military Youth of the Year, right?
That is an option too,
yes,
I guess.
Indeed. No, I love that so much. And that's incredible. Thank you so much for that, because we're going to have some youth that are very interested, and they're just looking for that inspiration, that green light to get involved. So thank you so much for that. And before we close out, because I know you are one busy young man, is there anyone in your life that you would like to give a special thanks to? I know this process has been a journey for you, and you've had support along the way. And I think they'd like to hear you give them a shout out.
I mean, obviously, first and foremost, thank you to my parents, who I think, you know, not only encouraged me to apply, but, you know, read my essays when I wrote them, because I know they were full of mistakes. But also, thank you so much, Miss Jasmine, who is the reason I'm here right now. If she did not tell me about the program, if she did not mentor me through the program, I would not be behind this desk here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And thank you, Miss Gruny, who was always there through my finalist application, made the process so much more smoother, me so much less nervous. So thank you so much to all of them.
Look at that. That is incredible. Well, of course, we want to thank you so much for taking the time to be here to inspire and include all of our youths as well, and just being a shining example of what that means. So thank you so much to you, Jasmine. She's so wonderful. She's in the background acting as a photographer.
She is.
So she's still being exemplary there, right, in the background. And of course, thank you so much to our 2025 Local Military Youth of the Year, Mr. Nicholas Vail, for stopping by the studio and just bringing that shining inspiration. It's always nice to be able to see that, especially in person. So thank you so much, Nick, for being here.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And for all of our listeners out there, listen, it is never too late. So if this kind of serves as some inspiration to you, and you know youth that might want to be interested in the next go-round for the Military Youth of the Year, you can always start as early as possible, get them involved in their community, and who knows, they could be our next Military Youth of the Year. So make sure you continue to keep it here. We've got some music for you. And when we come back, there's still a world of information to make that Monday morning of yours just a little bit smoother. You're listening to 105.9.
I found God.